This is the Feast of Fools.
Woo!
I am Fausto Furno.
And I'm Mark Fillion.
And I'm sexy. I feel a little sexy today because we have another sexy, sexy lady in the house, Kennedy Monroe. Hi, girl.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Fausto, you gotta say it like a black girl. It's Kennedy.
Kennedy Monroe.
Yes, hey, I'm girl. From the South.
Mm-hmm. Now, and she's a lady with lots of extra plumbing, if you know what I'm talking about.
That's right.
So you're best friends with Tracy Tyler.
Yes, I am. Hello, Tracy.
Hi, Tracy. And okay. So you guys have sort of a long friendship. Did you guys ever date each other?
No, God, no, please. I love Tracy, but I would never date her. No.
But you have a little bit of a rivalry with Tracy, too, don't you?
Yeah, kind of.
Like, she kind of portrays it as though she's, you know, the Crystal Carrington from Dynasty, and you're the Alexis Colby.
You mean Crystal from Showgirls?
No, from Dynasty. But she also does compare her to Nomi Malone in Showgirls, too.
Oh, you better watch your back, Tracy, because Kenny Monroe might be pushing you down the stairs someday.
That's right.
Eve Harrington of All About Eve.
Well, seriously speaking, though, have you guys ever actually fought over any men?
No, we haven't really fought. I mean, I fight because I get mad sometimes. I'm a bitch.
How do you fight?
Like one time, it was Halloween. This past Halloween, we went out, and I was half naked because I was a Playboy bunny. And this guy.
And Halloween meaning like any day. 365 days.
This was Halloween.
Halloween.
It was all
Hallows
Eve.
Well, you let your freak out.
Yes, and it was fucking cold. Oh. Sorry.
You can swear.
You can swear.
It was cold. It was cold outside, and I was half naked, and this guy was so into her, and he was fine, and I thought, oh God, he's sexy.
So you were dressed up as a skimpy little bunny
and
with
she,
ears.
As a whore, really.
As a Eastern European hooker.
Yes, classy.
And then Tracy was dressed up as, for Halloween as what?
She was a sexy devil. So she,
I bet she was.
She was wearing so that
was
famous
all
red dress.
Red dress.
Yes.
If I'd known you were going to wear a red dress, I would have worn something else. And so she put on the red dress with little horns, and she had a pitchfork.
Yes.
And everybody rather have a devil than a bunny?
I guess, because
so you were jealous.
He went straight for her, had no interest in me. He was just living for her.
Were you able to steal him away from her, though?
Well, no, later. But by the time we got into Berlin's, it was crowded. And finally, she got upset with him. He said something to her, and I don't know what he said to her. But she goes, Kennedy, you
He's
take
all
him.
Yours.
Yeah, she goes, you can take him. And I was like, oh, okay. So I felt like I was like chopped liver at the time. Like, here, your second best, take him. And I never felt that way before. So it was kind of funny. So
did you want
share
him?
Guys
once
all
once
the time,
he
don't you?
This man made was made available to you, then you didn't want him.
I didn't I want bet. Him. That's right. I didn't want him. And it was like he was
you
being nice
fickle,
to me.
Fickle woman.
Yeah, but and then
I'm
she,
saying to you,
no,
Kennedy, not
me?
To her.
Oh,
yes.
Not to her. Okay. I was a fickle woman, and you know what's funny? She was fickle that night, too, because she decided that after all of it, she liked him, and she wanted to get with him. So,
oh.
So then you wanted him again?
So, no, it just, like, he wanted both of us together, and I just, like, was like...
Well, we'll hear more about that later.
Do you guys share men all the time?
Do we share? We talk to some of the same men. I find some guys that she likes.
There's really just an elite...
fan
crew
club.
Of fan club
men that like us. This,
yes.
I think we've all been with them.
And so you guys are planning to start a Harajuku girl inspired electro pop trans duo.
Yes. We're going to do some fabulous songs.
I can't wait to hear what that sounds like.
Fierce fish face. That's all I got to say.
Hey y'all guys, come out and get Feast of Fools t-shirt. Yeehaw!
Your financial contributions help make this show possible. So go to feastoffools.net.
Make a donation, buy a t-shirt, get yourself a red mug today.
A portion of the proceeds of the red t-shirts and the mugs go to the Trevor Project, the nation's premier suicide hotline for GLBTQQ. That's queer and questioning youth. Because after all, everybody, without you,
we're nothing.
Yeehaw!
And the Feast of Fools is also brought to you in part by LifeLube.org. LifeLube is the gay, sexy, and healthy website and blog brought to you by a national collaboration called the Sexual Health Exchange. Always fresh, LifeLube covers the stuff you care most about, including sexual, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health.
There's plenty of eye candy and a little bit of silly packed into this fun and informative site. LifeLube, the sticky stuff that keeps gay men together. Free, easy, and beautiful, just like you, my darlings.
Click lifelube.org for the website and lifelube.blogspot.com for the blog. Whatever you do, click early and often.
Podcast that is too sexy for your cliched pop song, The Feast of Fools. On today's show, we have the Alexis Colby of Tranny Ladies, Kennedy Monroe. Kennedy's going to be revealing the sultry, sexy side of tranny orgies.
Italian men are told not to grab their crotches in public anymore.
Those delicious Neanderthals.
Harry Potter actor Daniel Radcliffe gets a long, deep gay kiss in public.
When will the iCub robot be ready for gay pride?
Victoria's Secret rethinks their sexy, seductive ways.
And what is the ultimate destiny of humanity? Are we going to become tranny robots in the future, or will we become lesbians being chased by Arnold Schwarzenegger in a dress? I don't know, but I sure want to find out. I'm Fausto Fernandes.
I'm Mark Fillion.
And I'm Kennedy Monroe.
And this is the music of Jen Porter. You're listening to the song Thank You from her album Moving On, available on our website, feastoffools.net.
Stay tuned.
Playing with that crap.
What? I get nervous.
Mark gets a little nervous and he starts playing with stuff on the table.
Well, you told me I'm not allowed to doodle anymore, so I have a little rag I'm playing with now.
No, you can play with.
I'm afraid
Kennedy's
gonna
breasts.
Hurt me.
I like
okay.
boys who play
I'll
with
play
their
with
hands.
Your breasts for a
yeah,
little.
Yeah, there you go. My breasts
they're
are
so
right
squishy.
Here.
Yes,
so, very squishy.
I know. The silicone never looked better on anybody.
Yeah, I had a guy once call me a silicone whore.
Well, you girls in Texas growing big.
We do. Everything down in Texas is. Bitch.
Girl, what brought you up here?
What brought you to Chicago, Illinois?
Hey, man. Never move for a man.
You move for a man?
What
kind of man?
I moved for a man. An old man
Where
with kids.
Where is he now? He had kids?
Yes, had kids.
You were going to raise
so
his kids?
So you were going to be a wife.
A mama?
A mama.
I was going to be a mama at 22.
Wow.
And how old were these kids? 23?
At the time, one was 8 and one was 10.
Oh, so they were
so
still
cute.
Breastfeeding.
Yeah,
okay,
they were still
that's why
cute.
And they started breastfeeding from you, and it was all dry.
Yes.
It's like, this tastes like sand.
Damn.
And at the like time, glass.
I just had little niblets. They were just little niblets.
So it didn't work out.
Yeah, it didn't work out.
No, it actually ended before I moved, like a month before I moved here, but I already had a job and an apartment lined up. So I was like, well, I might as well go because I was doing my transition at the
time. So you picked up your Miss Gay Teen Texas USA crown and just hauled ass up here.
Wait, okay, stop for a second. You competed as a gay man.
Yes, I did.
In a gay pageant.
Yes, I did.
Drag pageant, right?
No, it wasn't in a drag pageant. It was a male beauty pageant.
No, it was a female. It was drag.
Okay. Oh, okay. Because it was
Miss Gay Teen USA.
And then
it's affiliated with Miss Gay Teen Universe, so I went on and won.
Which
Miss
doesn't
Gay
make
Teen
any
Universe.
Sense oh, to really? Me whatsoever. It's just a bunch of words: gay, USA, pageant, beauty,
Teen and the whole universe. Reason. Anyone know the whole reason it doesn't exist anymore? And it's the whole reason why Miss Gay US of A has to put the of in there because Donald Trump owns the name of Universe, Miss Universe,
Miss Gay Universe too.
Yeah, no, Miss Universe. So when he put "gay" in front of it, he started suing them because it was
and
tarnishing
he's got lots
his
of lawyers,
and it tarnished his reputation. So after I was Miss Gay Teen Universe, that was the last time there was a Universe pageant.
How about calling it Miss Gay Patriot?
How about like Miss Gay Milky Way?
Ooh, that sounds hot.
I like that. But see, I think a lot of the drag pageants want to mimic the mm-hmm. the heterosexual, or at least pretending to be heterosexual, yes. female, biological female beauty pageant.
Yes, mm-hmm. they do. Like, Miss Continental is very like going to Miss America or Miss USA because you got to do swimwear. You have to do talent, you have to do interview, and you have to do on-stage question and answer. So.
But instead of hiring Neil Sedaka to sing in it, they actually hire straight men to perform in it.
Oh, no, they have gay men that dance at the beginning of it. They're choreographed gay routines.
You don't seem very happy with that, Kennedy.
Because it's always the same
Kennedy.
One.
Now, how'd you come up with a name like Kennedy?
Well,
I'm a fan of JFK.
I'm a fan from the South. No.
So you're on a grassy knoll. Politically oriented woman, then?
No, it had nothing to do with the presidential people. What happened with the family was because Kennedy, I saw a girl on Blossom, a TV show when I was a kid. The little English girl's name was Kennedy.
Oh.
And I always wanted a unique name because as a boy, I had a name that at the time was considered a last name. So a lot of people, I never could find my name on it.
It was a coffee cup or a keychain.
It was Chad Wellington was your first name?
No, it was Travis.
That's kind of hot.
So everybody thinks I'm Kenneth or something because I picked Kennedy.
Are we seeing more trans women or trans guys like keeping their names and just getting a sex change? Or is it still like it very important to change your name and forge that real identity for yourself?
I think it really is because you know what really found out that Kennedy was my name was I went to the mall one time and they have the names, what your name means. And of course they didn't have Kennedy the way I spelled it. So I asked the lady, can you put it in the computer? And she put it in and it read me to a T. And then when I read Travis, it had nothing to do with me.
Well, then you know what
you
name.
Oh, one of those name analysis things.
Yes,
Now, you and I love this story, and it's probably the third time I've heard it. But let me hear that story again about when you were in the pageant, and your name was, because you spell your name Kennedy uniquely. But tell that story.
It's K-E-N-N-I-D-I. And mm-hmm. when I originally spelled it, it was
It doesn't have double D's, if you know what
no.
I'm saying.
No,
it has double D's. You double D's.
Double the money.
That's right. I was in a pageant doing swimwear, and I come out, and the lady doesn't know. She's like, I don't know how to say this, so if I get it wrong, screw it. And so she goes, Kennedy H. Monroe. And she looks at me, and she goes, is that right, darling? And I said, no, it's not. And she goes, okay, I'm going to get my fat ass off of this chair, and I'm going to walk down and find out what it is. And she came over and whispered to me, and she's like, what is it? And I said, it's Kennedy. And she goes, oh, it's Kennedy H. Monroe. And then I modeled and got off stage and she goes, the bitch can't spell. I wonder what the H stands for. Whore.
Oh, I love that
story. The way
story.
I spelled it is because I grew up with a bunch of black girls. And so they always had a way of
you
respelling
spice
names.
It up.
So we always set and respelled everybody's name.
I think it was like a game?
It was a game.
How would you respell like, Mark?
Oh, God.
With a W and
there
an
you
H
go.
In it.
There you go.
But I think it's really interesting that a lot of people of impoverished backgrounds or modest means mm-hmm. Always are very tend to be very proud of their ignorance, but insult and attack each other based on that ignorance.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't need it. It's like, I'm street smart. I'm not overeducated and all this stuff. But at the same time, they're like,
that's Texas, honey.
She's a dumbass. She can't even spell whore with an H.
I know.
Well, the thing is, like, I don't know if that woman thinks that the H stands for whore, or if she thinks you don't know how to spell whore, or like,
she probably
you don't know where it's coming from.
Spelled whore with an H.
But that's why it's funny.
You know what I used to do then after pageants? I would spell Kennedy like the president, so people wouldn't mess it up.
I like that. I think you should rename. You know, get another sex change. And get a new name and call yourself Kennedy, President Kennedy.
Presidential.
Well, you know, now it's like all the queens. I've seen like 3 or 4 queens name themselves Kennedy. And it's like, oh, God. So I'm thank God I have the different spelling.
Do a lot of trannies, like, once you change your name, is it a done deal? Or are there some people who are just like, my name is Trisket. My name is Peaches. My name is Delilah. My name is, you know, like every new day, every time you meet them, it's a new name.
I know.
Because I know like some pagan fairies that are like that.
I know a lot of girls who their show name is different than what they change their legal name
to. I'm coming!
I don't think everybody is.
Somebody's
like,
honking their car horn outside.
Let's talk about tranny chasers for a second, because you had a fun time last night, huh? You went out for a little bit?
Yes. Okay, this segment here that you hear the car horn is not for children. So if you're listening to this, skip ahead. We're going to be talking about cannibalism and Neanderthals. But for now, this is getting a little risky.
Risque.
A little risque.
I went out.
I wish people would stop honking the fucking car horn. What is this, a ghetto?
It is. We're in the ghetto. Sing that.
In the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
Okay, so you had a hot, hot night last night.
I had a very hot night, I think. It turned sour, but yeah, I had a hot night. I went out with my girlfriend.
Soured like in a tangy is a better word for it?
I became a bitch. I became Alexis.
Oh.
I did.
So you and your gal pal.
Me and my gal pal went out.
Who are on YouTube.
Yes, we're on YouTube. You can go to youtube.com/Kennedy and you can see the YouTube page.
Whose first name begins with a letter
T.
And well, that's still a little bit too specific. Her last name begins with a letter T.
There you go. I love that. TT.
TT. We'll call her TT.
I'm about to spill the tea.
So you guys went to say the story really quickly.
We got invited.
Can you say the story in one sentence?
We got invited to a sex party.
And?
There was an orgy going on.
And?
And I was involved.
And?
And?
And you wanted to leave because you were in competition with another woman there.
Yes.
And she was like, get out.
She had a pussy.
And they were giving you all the attention.
They were. At first I liked it because I was getting all the attention. All these guys were touching me and feeling me and telling me how gorgeous my body was. And then a drag queen came in that looked like a busted mess and shouldn't have been like dressed up like that.
And she wanted to do you up the butt.
She started eating me out in the back end, of course. And then she started slapping her dick on my ass. And I go, oh my God, I cannot have a drag queen like this fucking me. It just doesn't work. So I was like, I told the guy that I was really into that I want us to be alone. I can't do this. And so I left and went to the bathroom. And when I came back, that guy was standing up having his dick sucked by the girl, the real girl. And I was like, oh my God, I gotta get out here. I grabbed my clothes out from underneath the people having the orgy on the floor. And I said, I went to the bathroom and changed. And I thought into myself in the head and I said, I'm leaving out of here. If I can't find my shirt and bra, I don't give a fuck. I'm leaving now. And so I walked out and there's my girlfriend sitting on the floor doing her business with someone else. And I said, we got to go. And I was a bitch.
Now, how many people were licking you up the butt?
I think 5 or 6 because they kept coming
in. That's not safe.
Because the guy kept on going, you got to try it.
You got to get some saran wrap. So people were like, you were like a buffet.
I was. I had it.
Everyone
had
a serving.
I felt so dirty. So when I went to the bathroom, I cleaned myself off before I changed because I was like, I can't believe I just did this because I'm so not like I did it when I was like 19 and 20, but I was just like, I can't believe I got myself into it. But I liked that one guy so much that I was like,
this was a real mix. I mean, there was a woman there, there's a drag queen, there's a bisexual man, there's a straight man.
And you had eaten like a can of beans earlier that evening, so you're farting in everyone's face.
Yeah, I wish, because then they would be all leaving me alone. I may have had my time with the one guy.
So it ended in a tangy way, but your friendship is stronger than ever.
Yes. because she went and picked up the guy that she was into and said, we got to get out of here. I don't know what she's doing, but she has that tone of voice that bitch is going to walk home.
Talking about you.
Yeah, talking about me going home. Because I stormed out the house and I was like, I can't do this. I had to go get a cigarette because I was shaking.
My advice, if you ever go to something like that, you want to bring your own transportation because you never know.
That is so true.
When things get weird, ride, an orgy.
Yeah, well, if somebody, you know, well, even if you go like to a party or a nightclub or anything like that, sometimes that person wants to stay longer and you always want to have
an
alternative.
That's true.
Bring cab ride, cab fare.
There you go. Bring enough money, but I was in the boondocks.
I know. You would have never gotten a cab ride.
Never gotten a cab ride.
You would have been like Charlize Theron out there on the highway. Monster. Hit me. With Christina Ricci with that cast. Trying to make some money.
And then they fucked me wrong and I'd have to kill them.
I'm going to put that on a t-shirt. Fuck me wrong and I'll kill you.
I like that. Put my face on there and we'll do it.
Oh my God. So, I mean, are you going to try something like that in the future? Or are you worried that you're going to catch some nasty bug from getting your ass eaten that much?
No, I don't worry about that. I was afraid, you know, because what it was paranoying me was that this guy was putting his dick around my ass without, you know, well, drag queen, whatever you want to call him. He was putting his dick around my ass without no condom, and I was freaking out because I was like, oh, God, no, this is not happening. I don't even know. He was just looking at him. He was gross. And so you can just imagine what he had, if he had anything or whatever. Yeah. I just felt really like, gross.
Well, you should have wrapped it up.
No, I was leaving. I didn't want to. I wrapped it up. I said, I'm getting out of here.
Was he like, it was a drag queen, so was a guy that wasn't drag? Was it like in a dress, just like lifting it up, or was naked at that point?
Tranny trucker, basically, is what we call him.
So the tranny trucker with a cock wanted to do you up the butt.
Yes. But I think she was jealous, too, because when I found
Well, of course she'd be jealous because you rejected her.
I was getting all the attention, too.
Well, you're a very beautiful
Before
lady.
Before me and my girlfriend came there, she was getting all the attention. And then when we got there, she wasn't really. And then
it's
when.
It's those Bambi eyes of yours.
I know. I have
Because you got them, those Bambi eyes, you know? And, yeah, and everybody loves Bambi because the face is really sweet. Mm-hmm. And that makes you want to fuck the shit out of
them. People always say you have that girl next door look.
Actually, now, you're piercing in the face. I mean, is that going to scratch people when you're kissing them and stuff?
When you're eating actually ass, doesn't it rub up on your
No,
ass
you know
cheek?
What? It bothers my teeth. Like when I start kissing, it'll start getting caught in my teeth. So I have to be kind of careful.
But. Now, what kind of clothing do you wear for something like that?
To a party, like
to
that?
To an orgy? Yeah. Nothing.
To a tranny orgy? You just
I didn't know.
Trannies
we were going
are
to
very
a tranny
known for their
orgy.
Clothing. So do you want to wear a sexy nightgown or
no,
something?
No, I was just hot last night.
Because you didn't know you were going to end up at an orgy.
Yeah, I didn't end up.
I knew you were going to, and I didn't even. I was like, they're going to some sex party.
You did not know that.
That's exactly
you guys
what I
saw
thought.
What I wore last night. I wore something really fashion forward.
I know you look.
And cute.
You look like Fergie just came home from the gym.
So I was Fergie getting fucked last night, eating out.
It was bootylicious.
It was bootylicious.
Okay, Victoria's Secret, the lingerie company that introduced the bra that you know whatever.
I love Vicky's Secret, honey.
Do you?
You know, every time I go into Victoria's Secret is to buy a present for my niece.
Victoria.
You can always buy me a Vicky's Secret anytime. I love Vicky's.
You know what her secret is? She's a whore.
I'm 36C. 36C. Well,
36C for Kennedy.
I love the IPEX.
I think, you know, I go into that store and I start gagging because it's just so reeking of cheap perfume. And I bought this stuff called strawberries and cream. Strawberries and champagne body mist and body glitter for Victoria.
That sounds like something you would buy out of one of those sex parties you go to.
And, you know, because nothing makes an uncle feel more comfortable with his niece's growing up than to tart her up.
Yes.
I was just like, you know, I bought this thing and I'm at the store and the sales lady's just trying to shove these products down my throat. And she did a really good job.
It.
And I bought Victoria's Secret gum. I bought Victoria's
gum. They have gum?
They have gum.
They have
no,
lip
they
gloss
don't.
Too. My they lip got gloss.
It tastes like cock.
No, it tastes like strawberries.
Oh.
They have lip gloss too.
So anyways, Victoria's Secret, the company, is rethinking their ad campaign and executive because it's turning off their base, women.
Really?
Yes, they've gotten too sexy. And so, you know, also because they want to release a press release and getting people like us talking about it, free ad for Victoria's Secret. you bitches. Advertise on our website. Anyways, they are rethinking their marketing campaign, and they're trying to be a little less sexy. So they're renaming the store Vicky's Hot Squeals.
Yeah.
Squeal like a pig.
They need to promote to trannies, because I live for that store.
They need to advertise to trans women.
They just need to put some trans women as their models on there. Get some curvy tranny models.
Are they going to try and do like Ivory Soap that did with the plus size models? Is that what they're going to do?
Yeah, that would be hot.
I guess. I don't know. You know, but the thing about that advertising campaign is that it sometimes can backfire too.
Yeah.
If you make it too unsexy, then everybody wants to feel sexy, but not out of their reach.
Well, the thing is, though, too, is like a lot of those Victoria's Secrets catalogs end up in boys' bathrooms. And
covered
the boys
in sperm. True,
little 12-year-old boys, you know,
masturbating
and so
to
a
them.
Chick goes to a guy's bathroom, sits down to pee,
mm-hmm.
and starts looking at the magazines to see something
it's
to read.
All stuck.
And she pulls out a Victoria's Secret catalog, and the pages are stuck, and there's cum all over it. And she's like, I am not shopping at this.
This show is so nasty.
I know.
Yes.
Leave it to the imagination a little bit.
So their sales fell 2% in 2007.
You know, I think that's funny, because I've been in Victoria's Secret, and I don't see that many attractive women in there, so I know there are women in there shopping.
You know there's ugly women in
there's
that store shopping.
There's ugly women saying, fit me into a bra,
and
please.
You know there's ugly trannies in there going, I feel so beautiful being here in Victoria's Secret.
No, they're
Secret.
Doing this. I feel so good in this bra.
I've bought men's underwear at Victoria's Secret.
I had a pair of silk green, emerald green underwear from Victoria's Secret.
Exactly.
Somebody gave me
I went with a female friend one Christmas, you know, shopping, and she was like, you gotta get these underwears. They're very sexy, yeah. And you know what? I hate silk underwear.
Oh,
why
really?
Do men like
it.
Silk underwear? That's what I want to know. A lot of men,
feels
I know.
Good on
I feel
your penis.
I was like, what am I, a woman? Oh, maybe
I
a little
feel
bit.
Feel like a woman.
You Southern girls love to lip sync to that song, right?
They yes, do. We like to feel song? Like a woman.
Man, I feel like a woman.
My favorite one was, whose bed have your boots been under?
Do you lip sync to that one?
I used to back in the day. I used to love me doing some Shania Twain. Wow.
Shania Twain. Where are you, girlfriend?
I know. Where did she go? She went hiding.
She took a bag of Doritos and went start
she
eating
moved
them.
To Switzerland. She has like a palace
She's
in Switzerland.
She's all quiet and stuff.
I yeah. live in the land of milk and honey.
No, yeah, that's Israel.
When I perform back home, I did drag shows in a male strip club. So
you do?
You dirty, dirty.
So I had to do, I was sucking dick real early on. No, I had to, you know, so I had to pertain to a lot of people. So it was always a mix. My music always changed.
Oh, honey, that's, you know, you got to be careful with that.
I know.
Because, you know, drag is a weapon.
Well, it's like, you know,
it cuts both ways.
I have this face that I can change to look like somebody else all the time.
Oh, really?
Marilyn Monroe.
I do Marilyn Monroe, Liza Minnelli, Stevie Nicks.
Nobody likes Marilyn Monroe anymore. Not even.
Yes, they do.
Even Marilyn Monroe's estate.
Yeah. They don't want anything to do with her.
They
anymore.
Don't want anything to do with it. They're actually managing Liza Minnelli's estate now.
Oh, my God.
She's not even dead yet.
Damn. Some people wish she was.
I thought you were dead. It's like every time I see Liza Minnelli on television, I'm always like,
she's still alive.
She's still around.
Oh, you're pissing
and
off.
She's fat.
You are pissing off some queens.
I love Liza Minnelli.
See, the thing is, people.
I love
Cabaret.
Liza.
Yes,
but I do think that she lives a bit of an unhealthy lifestyle.
You're going to get email from older gay men because the
That's
older gay
okay,
men, they
guys.
Don't comment on the website.
Let me tell
they email
y'all something.
Us because they don't know how to comment.
Let me tell you something, honey. If it wasn't for Judy, which is the diva, there would be no Liza. So, honey, Liza's fat and coked up. At least her mama's dead and looking good.
Oh, you awful.
Oh, you're awful, Kennedy.
Oh, no. So you can write me the hate mail. Kennedy
you
Monroe.
That's right. You just press on that little photo and you send her a hate mail.
Okay, let's moving on. Daniel Radcliffe is gay.
I love
piece
that.
Of proof that Harry Potter is gay.
Can I be the first in line to have sex with him?
Ooh, oh, I think somebody already has.
I think it was that guy.
I think it was that little Irish boy and the one, Seamus.
Seamus. Are you confusing the actors or the characters?
The characters. The character's name is
Okay,
Seamus,
in real life, the actor that well known for playing Harry Potter was videotaped for like a 2 minute long kiss at an award ceremony in London.
With the co-host came up and just planted a kiss on him and it was like
I think I got hard watching
I
that.
Did.
At first he was like and then he put his arms around
embrace
him. And you know
like,
I have to say, the co-host wasn't a looker.
He wasn't.
No,
he wasn't.
Not at all.
He was
so
fat.
I could,
and old.
It's like everybody stands a chance.
We
with
all
Dan.
Have a chance.
Dan could. Likes to wear that those leather vests.
Without a shirt on underneath. He's
yes,
a leather
queen. With those little cut abs.
A leather queen at that age. Can you imagine? Good for
I was
you,
a,
Daniel.
You know, I was a leather was queen that age.
You were?
Yeah, I used to eat fruit leather.
Shut up.
Fruit you know what's funny is
fruit
I was
leather
standing,
underwear.
I was standing outside the bus stop yesterday by Touche, and I saw 40.
Standing by the bus stop.
Yeah, yes, I was standing
by standing
the,
meaning like
hooking.
$40.
I watched 45 men go in Touche. All some even off the bus. Now y'all, men in leather, why do you get off the bus and go to Touche? I would take a cab.
Why not? Why not
now,
wear
explain
leather?
To people who don't live in Chicago, what is this establishment?
It's a leather bar herd. I think Regina the other day was calling it Tushia. You can have sex. Tushia.
Well,
sex
technically,
up
you know. That
you can't have sex
You can't
there.
Have sex in public and it's illegal. But, mm-hmm. you know, the guys cruise very hard in this club.
Do they have holes in there, like glory holes?
They have all sorts of things.
Wow.
So anyway, speaking of which, we're going to be at Steamworks next Friday.
And I bet you they have glory holes.
March 14th. Yes. There's a photo, great photo on our website of me peering through one of the glory mm-hmm. holes, smiling wow. like a...
I'm so excited. It's going to be a good show. We have Sally's going to be there.
It.
Tracy Tyler is going to be there.
And all our listeners in Chicago.
Vinny
all
D'Angelo.
Six of them.
Yeah, this morning I was listening to her a little bit. It's going to be funny. Tracy's going to have a great show. I think it's going to be yeah. hysterical.
It's a really hysterical scene about Tracy getting ready for the Olympics.
Mm-hmm. I think it's hysterical.
In China.
And her
and it's
her
very
bathing
offensive.
Suit is very cute. Very
oh,
cute.
Oh, she already got
oh,
the
Oh, she modeled
suit.
It for you?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Very Miss Continental.
I wanted her to wear, leggings. So, because I always like it when women wear... like leggings.
You want old lady pantyhose.
Yeah,
you
I want pantyhose
Tracy,
and
are you
a bathing
listening?
Suit.
Oh, she's listening. She's writing
she's
things down.
Everything
she's like, all right.
That bitch she, said this,
this
about
said
me.
This bitch said this about me.
So she's for doing. Those of you who are Cubs who listen to our show, there's a new thing called the iCub.
It's like an iPod?
It's a, well, the University of Devon is set to find out if a baby robot can be taught to talk mm-hmm. and to love. The staff at the University of Plymouth will be working with a 3-foot humanoid robot called the iCub that over the next 4 years will be trying to teach it language development skills and trying to understand how parents teach their children how to speak.
So they're raising a little bear that's going to...
I guess so.
It'll grow up someday and be a big bear and
It'll
go to
be
bear
big
pride
robot.
Events. And
I don't know why they called it the iCub.
I don't know why the iCub either.
It's well, to make it cute.
To make it cute.
To get a press release, you know, yeah. out of it. To get us to talk
and
about it.
And I think they say in England, they don't say Devon. There's a street in Chicago called Devon.
Devon.
But everybody else in the world pronounces it Devon.
Devon.
Yeah, you know? I always wonder that. When I came here, I go, I'm going to go down Devon Street. And people
like,
were looking at me like,
about?
What
it's
you talking
Devon.
About?
Maybe it's because there's a lot of Indian Americans or people mm-hmm. from the you know, Indian,
from
Asian.
India.
I heard
Asian
back
world.
East Indians.
The East Indians. There's a lot of East. There's Pakistanis living there. There's
Koreans.
Koreans. And they all live together, and you can get some fabulous Indian food. Mm-hmm.
But it's Devon.
Devon.
It's Devon. Yeah.
But maybe they pronounce the reason I'm saying that is because maybe they pronounce it Devon as opposed to Devon.
I think, though, they've probably already always called it Devon.
So it's
before
so it's,
the Indians
yeah, because
right.
I had a I heard a rumor well not a rumor one of my friends said when he was younger he used to live in Chicago and he said Devon used to be all Italians
really
yeah so I thought that was interesting
I know there's a lot of Koreans and there's a lot of more west you find a lot of Jewish people Orthodox
yes Jewish is like you go down Devon like mm-hmm. a mile and it's Jewish
mm-hmm. and now today in Chicago is a holiday which we have
oh, yes.
no idea what it is Paulina Day
it's the Casimir Pulaski Day so
Pulaski
schools
Day.
Are closed city offices are closed
serious?
Some libraries are closed
wait
yeah.
say that slower so people can hear you
Casimir Pulaski
and who the hell is that
nobody
there's a street
knows.
Named Pulaski in here so
nobody
it's a,
knows
so it's to celebrate the name the day they built that street in Chicago
no he was actually he was a they say he was a revolutionary war hero so Ooh. He was a Polish guy that came over and he was a general and he
so it's like a Polish holiday
yeah it's a Polish holiday but there's so many Polish people that live here okay. I think I heard that there's more Polish people that live here in the city of Chicago than there are in their capital
Warsaw.
Of Warsaw yeah, yeah.
and that's why too. The city is so sexy
ooh there's some studs ooh. In this city
when I first, have to say.
When I first moved here, I asked for directions to this white woman. This is how uncultured I was. And I said, excuse me, can you help me find my to this place I was going? And she looked at me and she started talking in her language. And my eyes got really big. And I said, you're white. You should be able to speak English.
You did not say that
to her.
Yes,
I did. I was so
Kennedy,
shocked.
You are so ignorant.
I am.
Oh, my God. You racist pig.
And I said it with my little southern twang, so, you know.
Which, of course, you ingratiated you to her.
Yes.
And then she slapped you in the face, and you guys got into a fight.
She beat you with her babushka.
She beat me, and then I asked her if she can come clean my house, because I heard they're great cleaners. So.
You are awful.
No, I'm just kidding. No, I was going to pay her really good money, you know.
Oh, my God.
Under the table.
Polish okay. cleaning ladies.
Mark, what happened with the Neanderthals?
They think the Neanderthals might have died out because they may have eaten each other.
They work out at my gym all the time, honey. This
no, these are real Neanderthals. The Neanderthals lived on the planet at the same time as we humans did, and they were kind of like
Homo sapiens.
Yes, Homo sapiens.
It was our genetic cousins that were straight.
Wow.
And they were also
hetero sapiens.
They also figured out that the Neanderthals were probably redheads too.
Ooh,
so that's kind of hot. These big muscular guys with lots of
red
upper
hair.
Body strength and mm-hmm. red hair mm-hmm. were eaten by the gays.
No, but they ate each other because they found like in a cave in France where they smashed.
Oh,
bones.
The Neanderthals started eating each other up.
What they think is though too is that they got like that mad cow disease from eating each other's brain. So that Creutzfeldt's whatever it was called. So they ate each other and then went crazy.
Well, you got to cook the meat, honey. So it's like it may be sweet and tender, but
maybe Jeffrey.
But
Dahmer's
I don't know if they had fire. I think the Neanderthals did have fire, but I don't know. I just think it was
So the
weird.
Advances in science. I think
well,
the future.
Now.
So mm-hmm. we're bringing up some interesting things here, and with you know our lovely tranny friend Kennedy. Where is the future of humanity? Where you know we watch these television shows. Called the
Doctor
Sarah
Who.
Connor Chronicles.
Oh, yeah.
Where everybody, and every time where I was talking about computers getting more intelligence mm-hmm. and sort of where we come from as human beings, everybody says computers one day will become very smart and want to kill us.
And
I ask, why? What how would that benefit a machine to get rid of the only people on the planet that could maintain
it? I'll tell you why.
That's true.
Because it creates great drama.
Yeah, a great movie.
That's why.
I mean, it's like, you know, human beings aren't busy exterminating anything intentionally.
Well,
I mean, accidentally.
Termites.
Yes. Termites. But, you know, we're not going into the rainforest and exterminating termites. We exterminate them when they're living in our habitat. Mm-hmm.
Well, and maybe it'll be like, maybe they won't intentionally try and kill us. Maybe like whatever it is that they do to survive or to make themselves, maybe as a byproduct, will get killed.
I predict in the future,
maybe
Mark,
they need us for energy, like in the Matrix.
There, no, what kind of battery is going to be? Human beings make terrible batteries. Okay, anybody who's going to run their power on my farts is going to be driving a slow wagon.
That could be a city, honey. Run a city on that methane.
Thank God I haven't figured that out.
I predict in the future that we are going to be those robots. That as technology advances mm-hmm. and as artificial intelligence advances, that human beings and the robots and genetic engineering and plastic surgery will all converge.
As you point to Kennedy, you go, plastic surgery.
Plastic surgery will converge into asexual transgendered robots.
Wow.
That's hot.
That will be our future.
And you'll be able to like pinch your nipple and then your penis will come out or retract, whatever.
Well, did you see the movie Artificial Intelligence at the end of the movie?
Yeah.
And they have those fabulous gay alien robots. They're like all carousing over the little
boy
robot.
You're very special to us.
You're very important. And they'll have male voices, not female voices.
Mm-hmm. I fell asleep in that movie.
Did you?
You fell asleep.
Didn't you feel like that
so
little boy
bored.
A little bit?
Now, I like that little boy. Now, when he grew up and he grew up a little bit older and he did this movie about this lion or something a few years ago. And I was like,
Haley,
I wish
I liked it when he
boy.
Saw white people. I mean, dead people.
Yes. I wish you were that little boy that saw dead people.
What I like to do is edit movies together. And so like or television
time, yes.
shows in my spare time. So like you know,
you can find those on YouTube.
You can find those on YouTube. But if you edit, for example, Artificial Intelligence uh-huh. and I See Dead People.
Mm-hmm.
What is the name of that movie now?
Oh, it's called
The Sixth Sense.
The Sixth Sense. If you merge it together, it's a hysterical, funny film. Or
bet.
If you merge up Pushing Up Daisies with a Soldier's Girl. It's like as a surprise bizarre twist.
You get a drag queen
that can bring people back to life.
With
and
some
on tomorrow's
daisies.
Show, we're actually going to be talking to Calpurnia Adams, the woman behind the song Stunning. So she's going to be telling us whether she had sex with Vin Diesel or not.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
what are the odds of that?
Vinny 9x7.
You know, I think Vinny actually has a small dick.
No, I bet it's huge.
Why do you say, would you know?
Because he looks like he's got a big dick.
Honey, it's like when people have to prove something.
Honey, you don't get blockbuster movies in Hollywood if you don't have a huge giant cock to fuck some producer.
That's true.
Or get fucked in the ass.
You know?
What was the name of Milton Berle had a huge cock, and he went far in show business.
He did.
And he was tranny. Trans. Or he denied it to this very last day.
Speaking of dicks,
true.
Yes. The Italian Supreme Court has outlawed men from touching their cocks in public. Or like grabbing,
God,
you know.
That makes me want to scratch my balls.
I know.
Right
as
now.
Soon as I said that, I kind of tweaked my tip a little bit.
When someone tells you they don't want you to do something, mm-hmm. they're just saying they want you to do it even more.
Mm-hmm. They
want to
watch you do it.
So I guess, but like in Italian culture, this news article says that men would grab their crotch to ward off the evil eye. So,
what kind of bullshit is that? Nobody believes that.
Like, well, some people do. Italians are very superstitious.
And sexy.
Oh, yes. I need to go to Italy.
But I always find when a guy's like grabbing his crotch in front of me, it's usually it's like, it's me.
He wants you grabbed it.
I want me. You grab it. Get down there. Come on.
I know. What are Michael Jackson impersonators going to do now?
I don't know what they're going to do in Italy.
They're going to reach down, but not grab.
Yeah. This guy was like fined a lot of money, like $2,000 or something like that.
Wow.
So all the Michael Jackson impersonators, all the Madonna impersonators in Italy have called it quits and moved to the more tolerant Romania. Oh, we were at that. We were hanging out with Tracy Kennedy. And who else was there? Another tranny.
Where were we at?
Reina.
Yeah.
And Regina.
Regina.
We were at some nightclub, and there was this stripper from, what is it, Hungary?
Yeah.
Hungary. Oh, you liked him, didn't you?
Well, and he liked me, too. And he kept giving me, he came up to me, and he started, kissing me. And I wasn't giving him any money. Mm-hmm. And I was like, ooh, honey. Because, you know, a lot of strippers, they don't look really good. They
up
may
close.
Not. No, they don't look that good upstage. You know, they might be doing something wrong or wearing some mm-hmm. awkward clothing, and then they hop off their little platform and they come up to you and you're like, "Gleaven." And this guy was like giving me all these kisses. I don't know.
He wanted to come home with you
and then charge you money or just steal all your things.
Yeah.
Oh, he can steal anything, honey. He stole my heart.
He better not.
Oh, yeah. You know my heart belongs to you.
Because then
Mark.
Nobody will have it.
Wow. Is that a threat?
I'll find him and get it back.
Aww.
And then drive a knife through it twice.
You probably chase after him too.
I thought he was cute. He was cute, but I was just kind of like, he wasn't doing it for me, dog.
Yeah.
I like that. I really felt
like Randy could say that. You
Randy
know?
Jackson from the TV show American Idol. That's
you know,
the thing
that's cute.
Problem
yeah,
when
you know.
We've watched so much reality television that mm-hmm. anytime I see anybody perform on stage now, I'm just like, next.
You know,
am I
going to be Simon Cowell, Randy, or Paula?
And, you know, unfortunately, gay men are more like Simon Cowell than Paula Abdul.
Yeah, yes. I don't know. It depends on who some of them are. Some of them are very sweet and would never say anything horrible about
but see,
anyone.
I just don't trust
And then there's
anybody.
Other ones that will read a queen until there's no tomorrow.
But if, yes. if somebody says...
And cause all sorts of ruckus.
Yes, you know who you may be.
Oh, Lord.
NIU University merchandise related to February 14th shooting... Banned. I guess. Yes. What are they trying to do?
Well, they're trying to curb that because they're printing T-shirts saying we support the people that died and the school is going to be okay and all that kind of stuff like that. So I think they're trying to get rid of some of that over sentimentality or maudlin kind of T-shirts.
Well, it's also because some of these shirts are being sold under suspicious means and, mm-hmm. and nobody's getting any of the money except
right.
the manufacturer.
Yes, that person, mm-hmm. yeah, someone wants to make money mm-hmm. off of quick.
Because a lot of these, but they can't do anything about because they've already licensed the name to some T-shirt places.
So all those cafe unlicensed Feast of Fools T-shirts that are on Cafe Press, yes. do not buy them.
No, don't buy those.
Has anybody ever made an unlicensed? We do see don't. Our listeners make their own unlicensed Feast of Fools T-shirts.
Email them to us.
Well, and I'm like, I see them at the meet and greets and I'm like, That cost you about $40 to make. You could have mm-hmm. bought one from our website, and a portion of the proceeds go to the Trevor Project, and it wouldn't, you know, but instead they had a, you know,
they had to pull out that magic marker and write
on the t-shirt. I think I'm going to have to make my own because y'all don't have pink.
Oh, we'll make you a pink one.
Yeah, make me
we'll
a
make
pink
you
one.
A pink one. You just get a pink t-shirt and I'll silk screen it on there for
there
you.
There you go. I love it.
But it has to be a cool, a bright pink, not
yes,
a dark
pink. Yes, I don't. Yeah,
dark,
I don't like
pink, dark pink is Tracy's color.
Yeah, we'll leave it to
And I know
Tracy.
you want to, Jones in on her.
You need more of a blood red. See if I have with shoulder pads.
Well, y'all already have blood red. if I had.
Oh, you want something special now? Come on.
If I had a bright pink, I would stand out.
Just take
the
Feastables t-shirts, throw in the wash with a cup of bleach, and you'll get your pink t-shirt.
That's that's probably true. Yeah.
That's probably true. Yeah. You know,
I'm gonna cut it up and make it a little baby doll tee.
That'd be hot.
Yeah.
And then you can do because you can I tell people about your secret source of income?
Yeah.
What is it
you want? Oh, I do webcam shows for money.
You do? What do you do?
Well, boys
call. Because I've never seen it, but.
Yeah, boys call me and look at my ad.
You slut.
I am a slut. But you know what? I can't. What? I tried to hooker
you
it.
You touch like, yourself.
I tried to hooker it when I was a few years ago when I was out of money and I just couldn't deal with that. So.
I admire you for doing that because if I could do it's a safe way. It's safe.
It's safe.
First of
no
all.
One's touching me and all that to
and
do.
They don't know where you live.
Yeah, and everybody, like one of my friends go, Kenny, you have a great voice, because you have to talk to them on the phone, and they tell you what you want.
Oh, really?
Most of the time, the guys want to hear you say, tell me how you want me to suck your dick. How do you want me to do
well, let's, you? Let's role play with Mark and you right now. Okay ready? Ring, ring, ring.
Hi.
No, this, you're not answering. Yes. You're calling her.
That's okay.
Her. Ring, ring, ring.
Hello.
Hi, is this Kennedy?
No, this is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
It's my alter ego.
What are you going to do for me today?
Well, what would you like? What are you into?
I was thinking maybe I'd have you fuck me up the ass. You have a dick, right?
Yes. I love to fuck guys up the ass.
Can I see it? Will you show me? Yes. Show me your dick?
It's all hard for you.
Ooh, work it.
Do
work
you like it?
Now stick something up your butt.
Oh, well, let me get my dildo. Hold on, honey.
Pinch your nipples a little bit.
And pinch nipples. My nipples.
My nipples are hard. Why aren't yours?
Yes.
Who is this?
I say suck on that dick a little bit harder.
Mm-hmm. Suck. Oh, is that what you say?
Yeah, I tell them. This is what I say.
When they I don't know what to
when
do.
They, when they want to get, when they want you, to, when they say they like to suck dick, I go, oh, you do? Well, get on your knees and pull out my cock. And I want you to lick the head, lick around it, make it really good. Now, no teeth. And slowly insert it into your mouth all the way in.
Okay, I'm bored. All right, make spice it up, Kennedy.
Spice it up. Less tranny,
suck
more.
Suck my fucking dick, bitch.
Okay, now I'm about to come. What do I do now?
So you're actually making noises like that?
Yes, I do. I'm great at pretending I orgasm.
And that's why Kennedy is looking for donations.
Donate.
So how does somebody find you on a webcam?
Oh, I'm not giving that link.
You're not giving that link. You want to keep those worlds separate.
I want to keep the world separate.
You might be lining up customers or something.
I know. Shop around, boys.
Email me and then I'll give you the link.
You give them the link. All right.
Remember, folks, that the Feast of Fools is brought to you in part by generous support of listeners like you. You can go to our website, feastoffools.net, get a t-shirt or a mug, or simply donate to keep these shows coming. And today's episode was sponsored in part by our delightful friends over at lifelube.org, the gay, sexy health blog, chock full of the sticky stuff that keeps us all together moving forward.
Hey, for a good time, go to lifelube.blogspot.com.
Click lifelube.org early and often. Well, let's do a breakdown with Kennedy since we've never done one.
Yeah, this is the first time.
Yes.
Hey, 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 it's the breakdown. Breakdown 2008 with Kennedy Monroe. She's a beautiful lady, Kennedy Monroe. Breakdown 2008. And don't be late, answer the questions, Kennedy Monroe. It's the breakdown 2008, baby. Yeah. Baby Kennedy.
Kennedy, what's your favorite color?
Hey, I'm not done singing the song.
No, you're done.
Hey, when you're done with that, send me that clip. I'm going to put it on my website.
What?
I want that little song on my website.
You can clip it yourself.
Hey, what's your? All right.
What's your favorite color?
Yes. It's pink and then green.
No, you got to pick one.
Wow, okay, pink. I'm a major pink freak.
We're a pink freak. Mm. And by pink, she means the whole.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mine's pink.
What's the best thing that happened to you recently?
Decided to stay here and work with my girlfriend Tracy on this new adventure.
Mm. Ooh. What's the worst thing that's happened to you recently? Besides getting your ass eaten out by a train.
Last night. That was the worst thing.
How do you like your toast?
I like it not too dark, not too light, just a little crispy, and then the butter all melted.
Where do you feel most comfortable and happy?
You know what? When it's warm outside, the beach. I live right by the lake, so yeah.
What's a song you heard recently you really enjoyed?
Famous by Jimmy James.
Name and species.
You love Jimmy James.
You do.
Well, you know what? That song is so me because I think I'm famous in my head.
You do. That's what I love about you.
You're a star, darling.
You're a I'm star. A star. In your own
we
mind.
Could have had in LaToya, Suzanne, but we got
Paula.
Crystal Connors. Who's very sexy.
No, she's not.
I'm sorry.
Y'all screwed
Alexis
it up.
Alexis Carrington.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm the bitch.
Name and species of your favorite childhood pet.
It was Sadie, and it was a chow.
What's your best feature?
I would have to say my eyes.
Where do you want to be in 5 years from now?
Making lots of money and entertaining.
Louder.
Making lots of money and entertaining.
What's the biggest misconception people have about you?
That I'm a bitch.
I said it's a misconception.
that I'm
a bitch.
What is the word? I can't... I don't know that I'm not what I am. And I'm not what I perceive to be. And
you're not as hot and sexy as you come across in your
I'm shy.
Videos.
I'm shy.
Really?
Yeah, you're not shy.
Yeah, I'm shy when it comes
what turns
to
you on in a man or a woman?
Well, it's a man, honey. A sense of humor.
If you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be?
My stomach.
Would you make it bigger or smaller?
Smaller. Tone it back up. That's why I'm gonna start going to the gym.
You go, girl. Room. I believe in you.
Mm-hmm. I think me and Mark are going to go.
We're going to go to the gym together.
Check out the boys.
Really? You work out of the same gym we do?
Yes.
Oh, we got to go together, girl. I'll be Feast of Fools at the gym.
Yes, ma'am.
And all that, because people recognize us at the valleys sometimes, mm-hmm. and they're just like...
They're like, is that Kennedy?
And yes. I was sitting one time in the sauna, and this guy turned to me, shout out to you,
Jim.
And he was just like, I was listening to you last week, blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, look, buddy, I'm in a towel.
Shut up. That's not true. You
know,
love
I've been
that
when I first it. Went to that gym, I almost died because I go, oh, my God, that guy is so fine. And then he goes, hey, girl, what are you doing tonight?
Oh, that happens all the time. Muscle like, Marys.
And I was like, damn.
Damn.
Well, Kennedy,
you know what? I like it when they have high-pitched voices, though.
Yeah. I hate it. I hate Kennedy, it who made a difference in your life?
My father.
Jesus.
What makes you mad?
What makes me mad or who makes me mad?
What? Okay.
What makes me mad? People who are ignorant.
How should we get out of debt?
By spending more money.
On you.
That doesn't work.
If your vagina wrote its own monologue, what would it say?
Stop thinking you're famous.
What is your greatest weakness?
That I second guess myself a lot.
Do you play any musical instruments?
No, God, no.
What are you doing after this show?
Oh, probably going to go home and work on my YouTube page.
Mm. Oh, you're going to make another sexy video?
Well, you know, I'm doing video blogs now, so got to edit some stuff.
Girl, look out, William Sled.
Yeah, watch
Kennedy's
out.
Kennedy's on her way. What happens to us when we die, Kennedy?
I don't know, but if I did, you know, I will tell y'all when I find out.
Oh, well, thank you for telling us that. Yeah. And, hey, I want to remind the listeners that we will be in Philadelphia this weekend. So come out
night.
On Saturday night.
Go to the website, feastoffools.net, for details, mm-hmm. as it has not been finalized. But we will be somewhere 10 p.m. Saturday night this Saturday in the fabulous city of...
Is it Brotherly Love?
It is Brotherly Love.
Yes, of course.
I always hesitate because you're always talking about Pittsburgh.
Yes.
And
that's
they both
the steel city.
Okay, yeah.
So it's a city where you can get your history straight and your nightlife gay.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be fabulous. And you can hang out with us in a bar. You can meet Mark Felian in person.
And Flesh, you can drink with me. We'll arm wrestle.
Really?
That'd be a cardboard creation.
Who would win? Because Mark. You know, he's got the guns. Woo!
He does. Woo! Honey, I would love me some Mark.
I know.
I'd be getting me some Mark.
La, 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 la.
Just lick it
oh,
up.
Oh, Kennedy, you make me want to chase trannies.
Almost.
Just suck it up. I give good head, Mark.
I bet you do.
Well, I guess my job's under the gun here. And next Friday, we're going to be at Steamworks. We're going to do a live podcast from the from Steamworks. We're dyeing the jacuzzi green and celebrating St. Patrick's Day. Mm-hmm. We're going to have Vinny D'Angelo, Sal E., Tracy Tyler, me, Fausto Furnos. Mm-hmm.
And we'll be there on March 14th.
And Kennedy will sneak in somehow.
Yes, I'm going to find my mail.
But your driver's license says W.
Yes, but I have an old one that's male. I think.
Well, don't say that on the show.
Ooh, I know.
I'm sorry. I'm just going to get one. I'm going
to
really,
get it. That's all you need to get in if is a driver's license with an M in it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was going to flatten down my breast and everything.
I was going to say, could I get into Steamworks, please?
It's going to be like Wilma Flintstone on the Flintstones episode when she tried to sneak into the Water Buffalo's lodge. Oh, yeah. Something like that. The music featured on today's show is a music by Jen Porter, a lovely, lovely lady with extra plumbing.
She doesn't have extra plumbing.
She might.
She's got good pipes, though.
I like her. I like her voice.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was talking about. What do you think I was saying?
I think you were trying to say she had a penis.
I never questioned that.
Maybe she wants.
Calpurnia Adams taught me that she should never ask a tranny about her genitals. Mm-hmm. Kennedy?
Well, I have a dick, so I'm a chick with a dick.
Chick. And I like it. Thank you so much for
having
me. Flawless,
darling. Sickening is my word.
Sickening?
No, you gotta say it like this. Sickening.
Sickening.
Bitch, that's sickening.
But I don't think I feel comfortable comparing you to something sick.
Yeah. Oh, please. Well, it's like last night we were in the train. My girlfriend said, all these girls are late. I said, they're never on time.
Bye, everyone.
Goodbye.